The king made a law. It was a law that could not be changed. It was a law that required that anyone who was going to pray had to pray to him as though he were a god. But one man wouldn't do that. One man still we find from Daniel chapter 6, three times a day, bowed his knee and prayed to God, Jehovah God, God Almighty. This landed him in the lion's den. Many of you have already recognized that that man is the great prophet Daniel from the Old Testament. Daniel believed in prayer no matter what the circumstances. He believed in prayer because it had been required of him, commanded of him to pray to God. Are we any different today? Do we believe in prayer the way Daniel believed in prayer? That's one of the questions we'll ask as we look at prayer on Truth for the World.
The Churches of Christ bring you Truth for the World. And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Truth for the World. We hope that you have your Bible and that you're ready to open it and study God's Word together with us. If you have been with us for the last few weeks, you know that we're involved in a study about prayer and that we're taking our text from Luke's chapter 18, beginning in verse 10. We use this as the text for each one of these programs because it brings us back to one fundamental, foundational issue that we want to know for sure that we understand that when it comes to prayer. Look, if you would, in your Bible, Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 10. Jesus teaches His disciples that two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank You that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. In the minds of the people to whom Jesus was speaking, the Pharisee would be known as a religious leader, as a very pious, a very diligent student of the Scriptures, and as a man of God. However, the tax collector would not be known that way. In fact, he was part of a group of people that was hated. They were not considered to be good people in a moral sense. They were considered to be thieves and crooks. Yet it was this man who approached God humbly in prayer. We notice from this that the thing that makes such a large difference in prayer is the attitude that we have in approaching God through prayer. We have endeavored to look at five P's to powerful prayer. Five P's that will help us to remember what we should do and what kind of attitude we should have in approaching God through prayer. The first one that we noticed is that our prayer should have passion. Now, I'm not talking about some kind of artificial emotionalism, but rather genuine passion. It should be from our heart. Secondly, we notice that we must be persistent. There must be persistence in our prayer. We must keep at it. We shouldn't quit if a prayer is not answered the way we think it should be answered or when we think it should be answered. Thirdly, we noticed that we should have purpose in our prayer. And we noticed why. It's because we pray to a God of wisdom. In fact, the God of wisdom, as James 1 and verse 5 teaches us. We also noticed that idols don't hear prayer. They're simply blocks of wood or blocks of stone, and they can't hear our prayer, nor can they answer them. It is only the true God that hears prayers. And if it is, in fact, the true God that we worship, then we should pray with purpose. we should direct our prayers to that all-powerful, the Almighty God in heaven. Now today we're going to look at our fourth word that begins with the letter P. The fourth word that is going to help remind us is purity. Oh, we must be pure if we're going to approach God through prayer. The Bible teaches us that prayer is one of the acts of worship. That was true in the Old Covenant, and it's true under the New Covenant that under which we live. We must pray to God in order to be acceptable to Him, but it is an act of worship to do so. And it is a fundamental truth throughout all time that only those who are pure can worship God. It is only the pure man that can approach Him through prayer. Now, as we've mentioned before, many people teach that if you are not pure, if you are still in your sins, the way to get rid of those sins is to approach God and He through prayer and ask Him to come into your heart and He'll take those sins away. But that's not what God's Word teaches us. In fact, it teaches us that only the one who is already a child of God has that privilege of prayer. Here we learn that not only that, but we must be of a pure heart in order to have that privilege. Jesus taught in the famous Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8, that blessed are the pure in heart, happy are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now this was not directly a reference to prayer, but rather a reference to what will happen to us in the end. We will have God in judgment. We will be with Him in eternity if we are pure in heart. But it establishes a principle that we would be well advised to believe and heed. Notice, if you would, Psalms chapter 24, beginning in verse 3. Here the question is asked, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in His holy place? The answer, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Who is it that can actually approach God? Who is it that can turn to Him in prayer? The man with a pure heart. We must have that purity. Without purity, our prayers are powerless. Notice 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, but not just men. What kind of men? Those who are lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Now, there are some who, as a religious act, pray to God while holding their hands up in the air. That is not what this passage is referring to. Oh, I know that they think that they are lifting up holy hands. But rather, we're talking about here a person who holds up his life before God. And he says, examine me, God. Examine my life. See that I am not guilty of the blood of other people. See that I am not guilty of sin. I come to you with a pure heart, with clean, with holy hands. And that's how I approach you. If we're going to approach God through prayer according to the Bible, then that's how we must do it. We must come to Him with a pure heart, with clean and holy hands. Why is this true? It's not difficult for us to understand if we'll read just a little further. For the Bible teaches us that it is only purity, a pure heart, that brings us close enough to be able to pray. Now that might not sound right at first, but consider it. It is only through purity that we are close enough to be able to pray to God. It is only then that God will hear our prayers. Notice, if you would, Isaiah chapter 59, beginning at verse 1. We read, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you. Notice this very carefully now. So that He will not hear. You see, it is purity that brings us close enough to God for Him to hear our prayers. Not because He lacks the ability to hear them from further off, but because this book teaches me that if I separate myself from Him with my sins, if I live an impure life, then He will not hear me. Not that He couldn't, but that He will not hear me. It's very important that we understand that. Our purity, then, brings us close enough to God for Him to hear our prayers. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 29 teaches us very emphatically that the Lord is not, or rather, that the Lord is far from the wicked. But notice the contrast. He hears the prayer of the righteous. Now, is God far from the wicked because He has separated Himself from the wicked? No. It's rather because the wicked has separated themselves from God with their own sins. Notice also that it is purity, a pure heart, that gives us confidence in prayer. All too many times we pray to God wondering and doubting. But it is a pure heart that makes it possible for us to approach God through prayer with confidence. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 21 says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him." Why? Because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. If I pattern my life according to this book and I do these things, then I can approach God with confidence. Then my purity, my conforming to God's Word, building my life around His commands, makes it possible for me to be confident in my prayers. Otherwise, we have no confidence at all. Also, we need to notice that, as we read in John 15, it is purity that makes the difference and takes us from the fire to the throne of God. Notice the language that we have here in John chapter 15, beginning in verse 6. Jesus says, "If anyone does not abide in Me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them, and they throw them into the fire, and they are burned." Now, that's the one who does not abide in Christ, does not abide in His teachings. "If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you," that's the pure man, the man who lives his life according to God's words, "you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." What's the difference in these two men? One is cut off, cast away, thrown into the fire to be burned. The other has the audience of God, able to approach His throne through prayer and ask for those things that he needs and desires. What's the difference? The difference is that one man lives a pure life, abiding in Christ, and His Word abiding in me. The other man refuses to stay within Christ, refuses to abide by this book, will not put it in his heart, and will not live according to it. That's the difference in the fire and the throne. Purity makes all the difference in the world. We can pray with passion. And then we may very well pray with persistence. We can even pray with purpose. But if we do not approach God with a pure heart, He will not hear us. Now, we ask the question at the very beginning, are we like Daniel? Do we have the belief in prayer that Daniel had? Daniel had tremendous confidence in prayer. As a young man taken to Babylonian captivity, he was to be executed because the wise men of Babylon were not able to interpret and tell the king his dream. Daniel, however, learning that he was supposed to be killed, sent a particular request to the king. He sent the king the request asking for an audience. "Give me time to come to you." He then gathered his friends, who we best know by the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he said, "Pray with me. Pray to God that He will tell me what the king's dream is." Now, Daniel had already told the king, or the captain of the guard who was to kill him and his friends, "You go to the king and you tell him you know a man who can tell him his dream and tell him the interpretation. Now, Daniel made that claim before God told him what the dream was. He made that claim with the confidence that God would tell him what the king's dream was. And God did. Now, I'm not asking us today to pray that God reveals to us the secret things as He did to Daniel. Nor am I indicating that we should pray to God asking for some kind of special direct revelation. For God has revealed Himself through His Word, giving us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Rather, what I am saying is that just as Daniel, because he was pure and he knew he was pure, remember, he had refused to defile himself with the king's meat. He would not do that was wrong. He lived according to God's commands. He was pure. And because he was pure, he knew he could approach God through prayer with confidence. You and I can do the same if we approach God from a pure heart. If we do, then we can truly be those people who are people of powerful prayer. Till next time, this is Paul Meacham, reminding you that God's Word is the truth for the world.